operatives whom, 10 years ago, Eric would have found intimidating.
"Yeah, that's a good reach,"
Trace told him as he approached the smooth, flat stretch of rock and extended past it. Trace didn't have anything like his arm span, but she'd put her foot onto a higher hold than he dared, having much less weight to risk slipping.
"A little further, right there."
His fingers found the ledge, smooth beneath his chalked fingers, and he pulled and got his right foot onto the next obvious hold. Now Trace and Krichner were talking about guns, hunting rifles and ranged scopes. Trace was less familiar, having spent most of her adult life shooting at things that shot back, but she seemed interested as Krichner explained grips, muzzle velocities, and ammunition. Trace was an information sponge on anything even vaguely related to her job. Guys like Krichner were always surprised at how little she spoke about herself, and that she'd mostly listen and ask questions. Many took it as a huge ego boost, mistaking professionalism for personal interest. It evidently hadn't occurred to Krichner that even now, Trace was very much on duty.
"Doing okay, Captain,"
Krichner called down as Eric pulled himself up to the obvious ledge, directly beside Trace.
"Doing fine, thanks,"
Eric replied, securing his line once more and swigging on his water bottle. His arms were sore, his fingers somewhat worse than sore, but when he looked at the distance they'd come, it was exhilarating.
"Careful on the water,"
said Trace. "You can have some of mine, but we've still got 140 meters to go."
"Sure."
He'd started with 3 bottles, her with 2, but still he'd run out before the top, while she had some to spare. Trace had guessed he would, being that much bigger, but didn't want him carrying too many in case they got in his way.
"Did you see the Zirka?"
"Yeah, Charlie told me. Looked pretty big.
4 meters across.
It'll have a nest on one of these peaks. They like to go right to the top. If we're lucky, we'll get one flying with us if we go ridge riding in a few days." He'd hoped that would happen 3 days ago, the last time he'd taken Trace up gliding along this mountain range, but the Zirka had stayed away. He and Trace were taking it in turns to try each other's pursuits, their first actual recreation in more time than they could remember. Trace had loved gliding, in that alert, intense way that passed for love with her. Eric suspected that she'd mostly liked it because turbulence was one of the few things that bothered her, and the ride along these ridgelines and updrafts had been bumpy as hell. Trace was the only person Eric knew who actively enjoyed doing things that scared her, just to test her control. But also, he thought, she genuinely loved the views. Trace had grown up in the mountains and had a personal affinity with steep terrain. She was all business now, checking her ropes and gear, regarding Krichner's progress as he ascended the next stretch above them and looking about the valley to scan conditions, wind, the moving sun and shadows. Also, Charlie was keeping an overwatch on this entire stretch of valley, using various dry-scene surveillance technologies that the homeworld locals still did not suspect she possessed. Even during recreation, God forbid someone call it a holiday, Trace remained commander on the ground, and in charge of local security for her captain's welfare. When they'd been gliding, Charlie had scared the shit out of some snooping security folk with scanners on the ground who'd been probing too close by letting them think a dry-scene airstrike was incoming. By now, the word had got around, and the snoopers generally left them alone. Eric thought Trace looked the happiest he'd ever seen her. Perhaps there had been other moments, especially recently, in their entirely inappropriate relationship. Moments when they'd made love, or he'd made her laugh, when he'd loved to see those raw bursts of joy that she shared with him alone. But there was something more. Soul-deep calm, suspended halfway up a cliff, surrounded by sunlight and open skies, the breeze tossing her short hair. Trace was not truly happy unless being forced by circumstance to engage those bone-deep instincts of discipline and control. Without them, she felt lost, adrift, helpless. Only now, dangling above certain death in the event of a mistake, did she feel calm, as though this was where and how she belonged. She saw him looking and gave a faint but genuine smile. Impressed with him in a non-patronizing way, as he'd only done this a handful of times in officer training. But they were well beyond false platitudes now, and the smile was all the encouragement he needed. He'd let her have the control.